Welcome back. I'm Ismail Akhrin. This is your Cape Talk. Right now, I'd like to welcome on the line Michelle Vermeulen, Head of Marketing and PR at Western Cape Blood Service. And if you're wondering, can I still give blood during this lockdown coronavirus period, the answer is probably yes. That said, while most people can give blood with no problem, there are some restrictions in place. But let me get Michelle on the line. Good evening, Michelle.
Hi, good evening, listeners.
Yes, welcome, welcome. Remind us of the basic requirements for donating blood and also whether you have changed your criteria due to the COVID-19 virus.
Yes, so first of all, the basic donor criteria remains the same. You have to be older than 16 and younger than 75. You need to weigh 50 kilograms or more, and you need to be healthy on the day of donation. So that also, there's no cold and flu. So when you come and donate, you need to make sure that you are healthy when you present to one of our donation clinics. And definitely we have also, with COVID that deal with us, we also pre-screen for the risk of COVID. So when you come to one of our clinics, that would be an immediate screening that we do before you can proceed to go and donate blood. And then, of course, all donors need to wear masks as well before they can come into one of our donor centers.
Okay.
And yeah.
So how are your blood stocks at the moment, at the present?
At the moment, we are very thankful and to our loyal donors who've come out and regularly donated during this lockdown period. So at the moment, we've got sufficient blood stock, but we are appealing to donors to make sure that we can have that maintain this blood stock level throughout the lockdown period and beyond. It is critical that we ensure that all patients in the Western Cape.
Now, my sense, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, is that you can never have enough blood.
Well, definitely. We always need to ensure that there's enough blood. So that's why the appeal is always there. We're always asking donors to make sure that there is enough blood.
Just for a matter of interest for me and for our listeners, I guess, is let's say I show up and want to donate blood, will you test first what blood type I am?
So that is quite interesting. What will happen is if you go through one of our clinics and you want to test for that. So it actually, there's quite a few steps before that. So after you pass the screening test, you will need to fill in a questionnaire with lifestyle and health questions. And then what will happen is we actually test for your hemoglobin level. And that's your iron levels that we will test. Once that's done, we will also test your blood pressure to make sure that that's correct. And then you proceed through to one of our beds. And then we take the blood from you. We take about 475 milliliters of blood. And with that, we also take test tubes of blood. And we take that back to our labs. And from there, we actually test your blood type. And we do a few other tests as well on the blood. We test for syphilis, HIV, and hepatitis. And then, we test for your blood group. And then we'll also let you know what your blood type is.
We'll send
you a card with all of that details.
That's excellent. I honestly didn't know any of that. And thank you. I'm sure our listeners will benefit from that. But how are you ensuring the safety of healthcare workers extracting the blood during these difficult times?
So we've always maintained a very high level of hygiene throughout because our employees and our blood donors have always remained our top priority. But we've also introduced further precautionary measures, such as all of our staff have been issued with personal alcohol-based hand sanitizers. There's always communal hand sanitizer available. All of our staff have also been issued with PPE, such as face masks. And then face visors have also been issued to staff that's the closest in contact with blood donors. And then all of our equipment and all of our surfaces are regularly sanitized as well. And then we also ensure social distancing by queue control and reducing the amount of beds in clinics and limiting the amount of blood donors at any given time.
Okay, you know, before I let you go, I want to know, so how does one get around the ban on non-essential travel? Have you addressed that, or have you discussed it? What should we do to avoid any hiccups at a potential roadblock?
Definitely. So blood donation is seen as essential because we need to ensure that there's always an adequate blood stock supply in the Western Cape. So any blood donor who maybe doubted that, we are essential. But we are requesting that donors look on our website, wcbs.org.za, for a clinic closer to their residential area. So you will be able to find, if you reside perhaps within Cape Town CBD, look for a clinic that's closest to you so that you don't have to travel far and out of your area of residence.
That's Well, let me recap then. You know, the full donor clinic schedule is open. If you want to donate, you can show up at any of the centers. It's safe, it's secure, and we have blood stocks, but you can never have enough. And you are always available to help. And you approach this in quite a comprehensive way by doing tests. And by then providing people with the necessary information on their blood type, as well as taking blood from them. Did I sum that up well enough?
Perfectly. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much for being on the line with us, and we look forward to talking to you again in the future.
Thank you so much for having us.
You're welcome.